It's 7:45. Good morning. I'm Anthony Moreno with KRWG News. A state representative and a Latino civil rights organization are calling on Texas lawmakers to address gun violence. As Texas Public Radio's Lauren Terrazas reports, the demand comes in the wake of the mass shooting in El Paso.
State Representative Roland Gutierrez of San Antonio sent a letter to Governor Greg Abbott Sunday requesting an emergency special session to address gun violence. The League of United Latin American Citizens made a similar demand and called for the convening of a FBI special task force for hate crimes and domestic terrorism in the United States. A delegation of El Paso state lawmakers said they have worked directly with the governor to provide state funding and resources to aid the border community. They added they intend to fight for action in the Capitol and refuse to stand by, quote, as if nothing can be done to make these crimes less likely in the future, end quote. In San Antonio, I'm Lauren Terrazas.
In more news, in the wake of the mass shootings in El Paso and Dayton, Ohio, President Trump Monday repeated his support for what are known as red flag laws. They allow for the confiscation of firearms from people who are at risk for harming others, including the mentally ill. KERA's Chris Boyd talked with Mark Rosenberg, who helped establish the Centers for Disease Control's National Center for Injury Prevention and Control, about how red flag laws could work in a larger strategy to curb gun violence.
What President Trump said about red flag laws was actually very good, because red flag laws work by taking guns away from people who should not have them, but not interfering with the rights of law-abiding gun owners. Red flag laws seem to be effective, but we need more research to show that they really work so that they can be implemented across the country. But there are other ways that also take guns away from people who shouldn't have them, but don't infringe on the rights of law-abiding gun owners. And this is what the research needs to find. Universal background checks, when they work, are designed to do this very thing: keep guns away from the people who shouldn't have them, but not infringe on the rights of law-abiding gun owners. Domestic violence laws that are designed to keep guns away from people convicted of domestic violence do the same thing. There are many approaches. President Trump ended up by saying, we've got to do the things that work. The problem is, we don't know what those things are. So this is where the science comes in. We've got to find for President Trump what works. We've got to find from Congress. We've got to find for the lawmakers what works and what doesn't. Right now, we don't know whether arming all the teachers in the school will save more lives or kill more kids. We don't know that bans on the sale of assault weapons will reduce mass shootings. And it is singularly important that we restart it so we can tell President Trump these are the things that work, and we can tell Congress and local legislators these are the things that work.
So the shootings of random victims in public places can't help but get our attention because they are so tragic and spectacular. And any one of us can imagine sort of being in the wrong place at the wrong time. There are people who worry that the media focus on these most visible mass shootings ultimately distracts from the efforts to curb smaller scale outbreaks of gun violence. I wonder, from your perspective, is the research that you're trying to do the same regardless of the number of victims in any single event?
Well, if you look at mass shootings, that's one type of shooting, but there are other types. There are injuries in hunting and recreation. There's defensive gun use in a home. There's shootings related to domestic violence. There are officer-involved shootings. There's suicide, and there's unintentional injuries or deaths frequently caused by children who come across a gun. So there are many types of shootings, but for each shooting, we can look at what's the problem, what are the causes, what works, and how do you do it. We can find answers to all of the types of shooting, and it's important to pursue all of them. Some of the answers may have nothing to do with guns. As President Trump suggested, that we may be able to find people at very high risk and intervene. If we look at the patterns, we'll learn that. If we intervene with gang violence, there's good evidence from programs like Cease Fire that we can intervene to target high-risk people for perpetrating violence or being the victims of violence. And that kind of organized intervention can reduce deaths. That may have nothing to do with the focus on the guns. So there's many things we need to test and many ways we can intervene.
That was Mark Rosenberg with the CDC's National Center for Injury and Prevention and Control. Friday afternoon at 1, join us for a special Voice of the Public. We'll look at the issues raised by the mass shootings in El Paso and Dayton right here on KRWG Public Media.